We welcome you inside the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network. The Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs on the NFL Network. And it's a big one for the Eagles. Certainly not a must win, but you want to get back on the winning track here, Brian, after losing a game that team should have won.
I agree, Dave, and I think the advantage of playing Thursday night here in a short week is you get back on the field and try and get that bad taste out of your mouth, because that was a very winnable game. Look, they've lost seven in a row at home here, Dave. I mean, they've got to start, I think, with a new regime, establishing a home field dominance, and I think it can't start any earlier than here against Kansas City.
You know, I thought when Andy Reid joined Kansas City that by the time we saw the Chiefs here in Philadelphia, that I have a pretty good sense of, hey, this is what their offense. They don't really look like the Philadelphia Eagles offense much at all, do they?
No.
They've run the pistol. They're throwing the ball down the field a little bit here. I don't really know what they are.
Well, Kansas City, the best hire that Andy Reid did was he hired Bob Sutton to be his defensive coordinator. And just like he hired Jim Johnson when he came to Philadelphia.
Right, this 3-4, yeah.
But I mean, he kept the 3-4 in place. Bob Sutton brings a lot of what Rex Ryan has done in New York, a lot of those type of schemes. They're a very good defense right now. And so they won the game against Dallas, basically, kept them to 16 points, forced them to kick field goals. It's impressive. They have a lot of talent on that defensive side of the ball.
What about offensively? What are they?
Well, I mean, right now it's pure West Coast. I mean, Alex Smith right now led the team in rushing last week. You know, there's Jamal Charles, who had 1,500 yards a year ago. Alex Smith, on his scrambles, led the Chiefs in rushing against the Cowboys. So, I mean, Andy always liked a quarterback that could tuck the ball away and go get yourself a first down, extend plays. Alex can do those things. Look, Jamal Charles is what Brian Westbrook was in his prime. He's a very talented runner. He breaks tackles. He's got good vision. And he's probably their best receiving option.
How do you see that matchup? What do the Eagles do? I mean, last week it was Antonio Gates who gave them fits. Here you've got really not the tight end threat, but Dwayne Bowe's the big receiver. You've got that McCluster who can do some things for you. And then Jamal Charles, who's the threat in the run game in the past.
Well, you'll see Jason Kelsey's brother as well. Travis Kelsey will be out there. He's the second tight end, Anthony Fasano. Look, this West Coast offense, it hasn't changed for Andy. They're going to spread the field. They're going to try to get five receivers out as often as they can. And anybody, could get hot. I mean, it's all about spacing. So it could be Fasano. It could be McCluster. It could be Dwayne Bowe in the red zone. You're going to have to, I mean, Andy's always going to have touchdown to check down. So it could be one of five guys in a given play that could get the ball.
Brian, what do you make of the Eagles defense? You concerned?
Yeah, I'm concerned, but I also know that, some coverage breakdowns last week, cover three. If you do your assignment, they're not going to give up at least two of those touchdowns to Eddie Royal. If you just do your assignment. So that's going to be emphasized. And then how you handle slot formations with some rub routes on the outside. They could do a better job of zoning that. They probably could have adjusted to Antonio Gates earlier, maybe bracketed him. But it all comes down to this business on defense to pressure. How do you pressure the quarterback? And so they need a better pass rush, no question about it. Phillip Rivers isn't going anywhere. You've got to get after the quarterback in this business.
Offensively, the Eagles putting up 30 points against San Diego, not enough, and not enough in the red zone. Early in the game and then late in the game. And that's kind of when I look at this offense, that to me is the make or break point.
Well, they did throw a beautiful touchdown pass to Riley Cooper in the red zone. It was a well-designed play out of a bunch formation. I think they'd like to have, the final 2 minutes of the game over. First down at the 14-yard line. I think they'd like to have some better shots to the end zone than what they had. So I think, Chip has said it's a learning experience. I think if they get down there again at the end of the game, I think they'll have a better shot to get to the end zone.
How do you see this game, Brian?
Well, I mean, I'm anxious to see the Eagles and how they've exploded offensively against a better defense than what they've seen. I mean, Kansas City is a 3-4 defense, just the way San Diego and Washington are, but they've got better personnel. They don't have to blitz to get pressure. They've got two very good pass rushers in Tamba Ali and Justin Houston. So I want to see this offense against better talent, more speed, and a better scheme than what they've seen in Washington and San Diego. So I think they're still going to have a great deal of success.
And if you're Bill Davis, what are you trying to do against Alex Smith, et cetera?
Well, I mean, Alex Smith, he hasn't turned the ball over, and that's really his forte. But Alex Smith has shown that under pressure, he will turn the ball over. He will make mistakes. And so that's what you need to get from Alex Smith. I mean, so far, they've struggled defensively, but they have taken the ball away. They have forced fumbles. They have gotten their hands on some football. So I would like to see that trend continue.
And what is your Andy Reid factor in this game emotional to the players or any sort of inside knowledge that he might have about what's happening here with Chip?
I don't think there's any of that. I mean, I think the only thing that if there is an advantage one side or the other, it's really a guy like D'Amico Ryans, you know, watched this offense every day last year. You know, a guy like Trent Cole knows what they're doing by formation. I mean, some of these things don't change. And so just like Andy did for 14 years, I mean, he's true to this offense. There should be some familiarity with it.
All right, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, joins us here. We thank him very much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.